News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Senator Mary Sherlock believes the time has come for a comprehensive overhaul of how waste is managed across Dublin. And she joins us now this morning. Mary, good morning to you. I know where you're coming from. A lot of us who particularly are in the city centre early in the morning and see the litter everywhere strewn on the streets and the dirt of the streets. It is disappointing. And I also, you can see the dumping on the streets too, couches and everything sitting out on the path. What do you think will fix it and how might we go about doing this?
Good morning, Ciara. Well, I think the first thing, and look, you rightly highlighted what we all see on our streets and roads and are frustrated by it. But I think there is a deeper dysfunction when you look at how waste management is organised here in Dublin, but also across the country, where you've got effectively bin companies who get to drive past the bags that are strewn all over the ground. They illegally dumped waste. The onus is on residents often to report that illegally dumped waste. And we know that there's about 3,000 tonnes of illegally dumped waste in Dublin. Dublin City Council then have to come and clean up the mess. And they also have to try and provide the free services like recycling services. And ultimately, there's an underinvestment in waste management in Dublin and particularly in recycling and composting services and all those initiatives to try and help people reduce their waste. Like, I'm sure many of your listeners, if they reflect when they go to many other European cities, we see shared communal points.
Yes.
In terms of waste collection. We see underground waste collection systems. We see much cleaner cities. And we have to ask ourselves the question, why can't Dublin be like that? And I suppose for a very long time, we've talked about more CCTV, and that is far from perfect, and more bins. But I think really that's tinkering around the edges. We need to look at who collects waste
but
and
are you
how
talking
it's
about
collected
one,
in Dublin.
Okay, I understand the idea of one centralised kind of point of responsibility and it makes sense to me, but are you talking about one centralised private concern or are you talking about some kind of municipal service? Because we did have the local authorities in charge of waste management in the past and that didn't work out too well either.
Well, I think people talk about going back to the local authorities, and I take the view that actually we need to think much bigger than that. So this isn't just about bins, right? This is about ensuring that, you know, every community has proper recycling, composting facilities, that we have the proper investment. So to my mind, in the first instance, we need to have a single operator for the whole of Dublin, either for Dublin City or for the whole of Dublin City and County. Because at the moment, we don't, there is nobody with proper oversight over what is being charged and what is being collected.
A private concern, are you?
Well, actually, I think, and I suppose I have spent many years looking at this, right? Okay, and we have all sorts of both EU competition law and national law to look at. So in the first instance, we need to have a single operator, right? And that could be either private or public. But ultimately, what we need to do is get to a path whereby we have Dublin, you know, the local authorities effectively managing waste right across this country, and that they're the only people managing waste. And look, there's, I suppose, a series of complicated steps to that, right, where there'd have to be a single tender competition for the market,
and also
as opposed to competition in the market.
Little doubt you'd have pushback from the multiple, you know, there's multiple operators out there, Panda, etc. But there's loads of them. There's lots of them out there competing with each other. Some of them would go out of business, presumably, if one person or one group, rather, became the one in charge.
Well, I think actually the realities with the waste management companies, waste is one of many businesses that they operate, particularly when you look at the companies involved. These are multi-million euro facilities management companies in some instances, and others have other business interests. But I think the key thing here is that ultimately that we allow the state to effectively compete against those private companies. And it's not just about the lowest cost, it's also about the full range of services that have to be provided. Like, the reality, Ciara, is that since the start of this year, every household in this country is supposed to have a brown bin collection. For hundreds, and perhaps even it goes into thousands, of residents, particularly in inner city Dublin, they don't have that service.
Okay.
So somebody somewhere is breaking the law.
Yeah, so that's going to landfill and that's a problem.
Well, it is, but it's because they have bags, they don't have bins. And there's no imagination, there's no investment, there's no innovation there.
Okay.
And ultimately, we need to get to space.
A last question for you, Marie. This is all very well and good, and I find no fault with anything you're saying, but what about personal responsibility? You know, when you go around Dublin, you, as I say, you see illegal dumping. You see people with old suitcases out in front of, like, there's a housing kind of complex behind where we work here. You'll see furniture left on the pavement. You'll see old bags of waste. You'll see all of that stuff. Like, what about personal responsibility? Is it always down to the state to pick up the pieces, or should people just not get their own houses in order sometimes and cop on?
Oh, yeah. Listen, of course. Look, to me, illegal dumping is about three things. It's about culture. Some people don't want to pay. It's about the price. And we know the prices are going to go up again next year because we won't be able to export waste beyond EU borders. And it's about cramped accommodation. And Ciara, the amount of houses that I come across where you may have 12, 13 people squeezed into a three-bed house, and obviously no bins being provided. So we need to have much greater traceability and accountability, particularly by landlords. And when I talk to local residents...
So it's the landlord's fault if tenants litter or tenants dump?
Well, I think what we need to ensure is that there is a bin contract for every single household. And at the moment, there's no traceability or no accountability if a household doesn't have a bin contract. And I think that the starting point has to be that the landlord has to take responsibility for that, to make sure that there's a bin contract for every house. Because I talk to local residents groups, and they themselves are trying to track down the houses that they know are illegally dumping, sure, and are utterly frustrated because they can't trace.
I appreciate the conversation. I think it's an important one. Thank you very much for joining us. That is Labour Senator Mary Sherlock.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.